نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. So it's Friday and it's not an ordinary Friday. It's the Friday of Ramadan. So in numerous ahadith narration, it comes the value and the virtues of Friday itself. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created on Friday and he was taken out from Jannah and sent to this world on Friday. And the day of judgment will also begin on this day, Friday. So except human beings and jinn, every single makhluk, creation of Allah, becomes afraid on the day of Friday. May the day of judgment will begin. So it's a very precious day. And we are very fortunate that Ramadan, this is the first day of Ramadan. So inshallah, there are a lot of a'mal which are mentioned, a lot of deeds which are mentioned in ahadith to be done specifically on the day of Friday. So one of them is to prepare and get ready for the Friday prayer as early we can, in the best manner we can. And the best way to prepare for it is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taking the shower properly, cutting the nails, getting rid of the extra hair on our body, right? Applying the fragrance, wearing good clothes. All of these sunnah we hear for the Friday. That is the first thing. So before the first azan, we should be ready. And then second amal, which is mentioned in a lot of hadith, which is specifically for the day of Friday, is recitation of Surah Kahf. The one who recites Surah Kahf on Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the great trial of Dajjal, great fitna of Dajjal. So he is saved from that great of a fitna, that no prophet had come to this world and not scared his ummah, warned his ummah about Dajjal. There's no prophet. Every prophet has warned his ummah about Dajjal. That great of a fitna it is. So my dear brothers, this ancestors, this is the second amal of Friday, the recitation of Surah Kahf. In a hadith it comes, the one who recites Surah Kahf, from him until the heaven, up till the heaven, a noor lights up. A light is light up from him until the heavens, up till the heavens. So this is one thing. So the third thing is that, you know, the best way to do istighfar, the best way to clean one himself up, the best way to clean our account totally is to offer Salatul Tasbih. So at least in Ramadan we should be offering Salatul Tasbih every single day. Because in Ramadan the reward is multiplied by 70 times. More than 70 times. So inshallah, at least on Friday we make sure that we offer Salatul Tasbih. And the last amal of Friday is to send excessive salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excessive salawat. And you know, we should send salawat, durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagining if we are really close to him, if we are watching him, if we are looking at him. Imagine the state, and you imagine yourself that you are close to him, you're sitting next to him, looking at him and sending salawat on him. In that state, with that kayfiyat, with that feeling, we should send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with these amal, we should spend our Friday, inshallah. And the last, very last amal is that on Friday, du'as are accepted. And especially in the month of Ramadan, every single day, a mu'min gets one du'a which is mustajab. For sure, is going to be accepted. So It's Ramadan also, and it's Friday also. And Friday, there is one moment in which du'as are accepted. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to seclude herself before Maghrib Salah, before the sun sets. And she used to keep herself in du'as at that time. So inshallah, we make sure that today, before sunset, before Maghrib, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we should sit down alone, and we should connect ourselves to Allah and make long dua, as long dua we can. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.